Austin Roberts on the same side of the field. I think if he would have completed that, they probably would have got a first down and stopped the clock. Nonetheless, Schelke going for that home run, going for the dagger throw. It was one-on-one coverage, but no chance of catching the football. Now Harbor Beach on the near side of the field. They're going to bring trips to the left.
Schelke looks to his left, now has to run to his left, and he's going to be tackled inbounds at the 47-yard line. And with 15 seconds left, we have a timeout, the final timeout called by Harbor Beach, as they will be facing a third down and 9 as the clock continues to roll, and they're going to have to get this squared away. So it's 22-10. Harbor Beach leads by 12 points, and a timeout with about 15 seconds should be left, maybe even 16. We'll see.
And I think by the time the whistle was blown, I think they're going to put 14 back on the clock. But it's truly enough to run two plays for sure, regardless of what they decide to put back on the clock. But Harbor Beach is going to, in my opinion, I think they have one timeout left. They're going to attack the middle of the field and try to get what they can, whether it be 10, 12, 15 yards, whatever the defense will give them, and then let James Schelke possibly throw one deep into the end zone, see if one of their tall receivers can haul something in. And just like that, they did put 14 back on the clock for Harbor Beach in this first half.
The wind is from the south at about 9 to 14 miles per hour, which is the wind, and Harbor Beach is back. Robert Emming, their kicker. They have not attempted a field goal, let alone they have not attempted a punt in 7 games until just now as well. So a lot of possibilities here for Troy Schelke and his squad for Harbor Beach here in his 21st season as head coach.
This play here will dictate completely what happens before this first half, because they need some sort of completion to have a chance to throw it into the end zone. We've seen Schelke throw it without pressure about 40 to 45 yards in the air. He could possibly do it here, but USA's defense has been getting into the backfield too quickly. They're going to look to get 8 to 10 yards and then possibly a deep pass after this one.
Schelke back to pass, lets it fly to the far sideline. It is nearly intercepted, is batted down at the 27-yard line as Hunter Bone was there to knock that one down. Great coverage as the pass was intended for number 12, Michael Anderson, 6-foot wide receiver for Harbor Beach. 7 seconds left, 4th down and 9.
Yeah, Michael Anderson went up for the ball. Hunter Bone took the more aggressive play, was able to go up. And to be perfectly honest, I think Michael Anderson did a good job being a defensive back, so to speak, as he kind of took that ball back away from Hunter Bone and knocked it down. So now this, as you can see, USA brought a lot of pressure there, Clark, and I think that's crucial. You don't want to let Schelke scan the field and step into a throw. That's where he get all his power from. It is 4th down, so Harbor Beach, whether they run something short, they're going to have to get enough for a first down before they try the next deep pass.
Schelke stays in the pocket. Now he's going to run for himself. He's on at the 40-yard line, has the first down, runs out of bounds at the 37-yard line with 1 second remaining. He got the first down by 1 yard. It's a 10-yard pickup for the senior quarterback. 1 second remaining. And it's a first down for Harbor Beach. At least there's the signal. 22-10, Harbor Beach by 12 points. They're trying to strike one more time before this half is over.
Well, and no harm, no foul here. Typically, I think what you're going to see, expect USA to bring pressure. So expect Harbor Beach to counter with some sort of rollout opportunity. They're going to try to buy some time for their receivers to get into the end zone. And then Schelke's going to try to heave one up and see if one of his tall receivers, this is the opportunity for Mason Yon or possibly even Austin Roberts to maybe come up with a big catch.
At the 37-yard line, Harbor Beach is in trouble. James Schelke now running. He's at the 30 to the 20 and has to run out of bounds at the 18-yard line, and that is how the half will end as James Schelke evades all tacklers but does not find the end zone. And we have played 24 minutes from USA, and the Harbor Beach Pirates are leading by 12 points over the USA Patriots, 22-10 through two quarters, right here on the WLAW Sports Network. You know what I'm going to ask you? We've been asking you for quite some time now. Are you sure? Well, are you? But before you answer that, you might be asking yourself, what does it mean to be sure? Sure is much more than just a hospital, pharmacy, senior living, vision center, primary care clinics in Elkton, Pigeon, Casehill, and Seapling, diagnostic imaging, lab work, diabetes education, specialty surgeries, physical therapy, and much more. In fact, it's a whole lot more. Sure is a culture. Sure is a set of beliefs. It's based on care
and relies on trust. SURE stands for state-of-the-art technology. It's home to the top professionals in the industry. SURE provides well-being and a life worth living. SURE offers opportunity. Join our team today and take advantage of the rest of your life. SURE. Better health, better life. So, are you sure?
Countryside Sales and Service of Seawing knows you're still farming and trucking tonight during the game. Well, their shop and parts department are still open too. They're open 6 days a week and late Tuesday through Friday nights for your convenience. They hope your breakdowns are few, but they know things happen at the worst possible times. So if you need Cat, Kenworth, and Mack trailer parts, tires, and custom hydraulic hoses, call ahead for parts pickup. Countryside sells what they run. Countryside wishes everyone a safe harvest. On your way through Owendale, stop at Stack's Market to fuel up, grab a deli sandwich or pizza, and get rolling fast. Open 7 days, Stack's Market, like a little truck stop without the showers.
At the Casey Yon Agency, we understand that losing is never fun. We value resolve, teamwork, and sportsmanship. As your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, we appreciate these values because we know that life happens. That's why we're here for you throughout all of life's moments. The wins and loses. For proper protection and local hometown service, contact the Casey Yon Agency today at 989-479-3288. This is Casey, your Farm Bureau insurance agent in Harbor Beach. From life's changing events to everyday miracles, we're here to help you protect the people, place, and things that matter most. Call us today in Harbor Beach at 989-479-3288.
WLAW Sports at the half finds the Harbor Beach Pirates leading by 12 points, 22-10, through two quarters of play in week number 9. Harbor Beach enters tonight at 7-1, trying to wrap up at 8-1 in the overall regular season. USA, though, sits at a more important 5-3, and they need a 6th victory tonight to clinch that automatic playoff berth. Otherwise, they'll have to sneak in at 5-4. Currently, it's Harbor Beach 22, USA 10. And now we listen in to the USA Marching Band with their halftime show right here on WLDW Sports. The USA Marching Band halftime show, Strong and Mighty's program over here in the arts as for USA High School. Dave Hansen, why don't you tell us how we got to this score of 22-10 through two quarters?
Well, the first quarter was all Harbor Beach at 7:46. James Shelkey finds the end zone from 12 yards away. Michael Anderson caught the two-point conversion, 8-0 Harbor Beach. Just 4 minutes and 15 seconds later, Austin Roberts hauls in a 32-yard TD reception from Shelkey. Cole Anderson